Hello and welcome. Thank you for your call to Daily Inspiration here. We would like to encourage you through God's Word. We trust that you're seeking the Lord, for He hath promised. If you seek Him, you will find Him. I'd like to talk to you about being filled today. And before you can be filled, you have to be empty. You can't fill something that's already full. So we want to challenge you today with some scriptures and some thoughts about being empty before you can be filled. It says in Luke 1:53, "The rich He hath sent away empty." It says in Luke 1:53 also, it says, "He hath filled the hungry with good things." Isaiah 44 verse 3 says, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground." Who carries a full pitcher to the fountain? Nobody. Nobody but a fool. And if he does, what was it benefit? What did it benefit? He returns as he went. Or else, after the labor of carrying his full pitcher, he must empty it by the well's mouth. He can carry off the sweet water of the fountain then. And yet, how many fools and spiritual things are there? How many go to Christ full of themselves, of their own doings, of their own deservings, of their alms or prayers or of good works or charity? How many go with their vessels full of the polluted waters of a corrupt heart? Isn't it wonderful that many return unbenefited? Is it wonderful if many are kept long at the well's mouth? He that would come from Christ full must go to Christ empty. Grace, like nature, abhors a vacuum. And just as the cold, fresh air will rush in and fill an exhausted receiver, as soon as it has a chance to enter in, so does the grace of the Holy Ghost enter the heart that can boast of nothing but an aching void. There may be no ecstasy, no rushing wind, no fiery baptism, but nevertheless, the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple in floods of silent and golden light. God cannot fill us if we're already filled. It took 10 days to train the apostles, even though they had spent 3 years under the immediate tuition of Christ. But the emptying process was an indispensable preliminary to the day of Pentecost. For Elijah, this process went on beside the drying brook. And during the long and dreary march to Zarephath, and throughout his sojourn there, it took apparently 3 years and 6 months. It was a long and weary waiting time. It was well spent, for in proportion as he became emptied of self and self-sufficiency and self-dependence, he became filled with the Holy Spirit of power, so that Carmel itself, with all its heroic deeds, was gloriously possible to him. You know, one can never truly possess until he is dispossessed. The law of possession in Christ's kingdom is still poverty. Not riches, but poverty. It is the pathway to possession, to power, to kingship. Until this lesson is learned, all men are like the rich fool who says, "My house, my goods, my barns, my fruits, my soul." You get that? My. Self. Well, I'll read you a poem in conclusion. "One by one, he took them from me, all the things I valued most, until I was empty-handed. Every glittering toy was lost, and I walked earth's highways grieving in my rags and poverty, till I heard his voice inviting, lift up your empty hands to me. So I held my hands toward heaven, and he filled them with a store of his own transcendent riches, till they could contain no more. And at last I comprehended, with my stupid mind and dull, that God could not pour his riches into hands already full. Also read the story in 2 Kings chapter 3. God will still fill every empty vessel if you'll just bring them to him. May God bless your day. I think we've got a lot to think about. We need to be empty so God can fill us. Lord Jesus, bless your day. 099 would open up the voice box if you'd like to leave a message. We love you and thank you for calling. Goodbye.